But there's no restriction. Nobody tells you not to do it, or but it is up to you. Sometimes it is up to you individual. If an individual is too weak, sometimes it's no good for him to go further ahead. Sometimes you just have to have a little bit. And sometimes you have to expand it and develop it and use it for your benefit or for your personal achievement or power. So these kind of persons that we call them in a very simple word as a shamans. So they are, what do they call them? In English, there are many names also. There's none of them that describe anything. Why are they called medicine men? Medicine men is actually, in our language, is the one that have a knowledge about healing people with or without herbs and plants. The powerful person, the shaman, always really power, a master shaman, doesn't need no object to use. He doesn't need no plants or herbs or anything to heal someone or to do anything. He just uses a mind power. That's it. So, I don't know what it is. Whether you have to, I know you have to fast. You have to do a lot of fasting and conditioning, praying and hoping and believing and having strong faith to accomplish some things that are unaccomplished physically. So this is what the most important for the native culture in the past, before the European came. And that is what has given them to survive, has given them the power to survive and to continue living. And when the European came, without any Christianity, it changes a little bit of ways they do things, they value things. And when Christianity came, it changed them. If it was 50% of their makeup of their physical being or their being, a man and woman, when they denied themselves the own, they lost the capability to have that function well, to function well in the wilderness. But the Christianity replaces that. Now they have a spirit that doesn't have to be slave. More like less demanding than the original. I don't know exactly how to explain this. But I myself think that Christianity fits any culture, whether you live in a city or whether you live in the wilderness, it fits just the same. I think the Christianity, it's much more holier if you live in the wilderness than it would be in a city. Because in the city there's too much temptation, distraction, and you cannot become fully and good Christian. And the same thing with the native people. You cannot be the shaman, powerful shaman, if you don't live in the bush, if you do not exercise your culture instruction. And it is only in the wilderness that you can have this. And that is part of my explanation. So that is 50% of the required education for the First Nation, especially the Umaskigo people. We shall continue this discussion in the other tape to mention other things that are required in total First Nation culture, especially the Umaskigo people. Now, I should end this recording for the time being. Yes, it shall end very soon. Maybe a minute or two, some more. So we'll go on to the next tape. I don't know if I can finish it, but I'm going to try. Okay.